لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أفغير دين الله يبغون وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وإليه يرجعون. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We are continuing Surah Ali Imran, and I recited verse number 83. Is it then other than the religion of Allah that they seek? And to him submits whoever is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and unto him they shall be returned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, are they trying to seek any religion besides the religion of Allah, which is Islam? And Allah says, however, whosoever is in the heavens and earth, willingly or unwillingly, submit to him. And to him is the return for all of us. So Allah is asking us to accept the Allah's religion, but Allah says that even if you don't accept on the basis of legislative basis, but you already accept him on the creative basis. The creative basis is that he created everything in the universe. Every atom is responding to his commands, and our body and our body parts and everything in the universe is responding to his command. If we like or we don't like it, you know, like death is in his hand and sickness is in hand and all those things are in his hand, and nobody can escape from his kingdom, Allah is saying. So is Allah is explaining his might, that how strong his might is, and he's explaining that you accept or not on the basis of creativity, you are following me. He's asking us to accept him and on the basis of on the religion. And that's how he explained. Then, this is the religion Allah is talking about, is the religion which we read about in previous verses, where is the religion of Islam, which was conveyed from Adam till Khatam, and everybody was helping each other out. We read those verses, that everybody was promising for the future prophets coming, and they were confirming the previous prophet. This sequence of prophethood was going on, and that is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah took the pact from all these generations before, and all the prophets about the future prophets coming. So the same thing Allah repeats in the next verse: "Qul amana billahi wama unzila alayna wama unzila ala Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub wa al-Asbati wama utiya Musa wa Isa wa Nabiyun min Rabbihim la nufriqu bayna ahadin minhum wa nahnu lahu muslimun." Allah is asking the same pact, same covenant to be repeated. This covenant was explained in beginning in Surah Baqarah, and now again Allah is repeating in Surah Ali Imran. What does the covenant say? We believe in Allah, and what has been sent down to us, and what was sent down to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and what was given to Moses and Jesus and to the prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between any of them, and to him do we submit. This is the same covenant which Allah took from all the previous generation. Allah is asking for all of us to accept the same covenant of accepting all the messengers, not to make any difference. Well, asbati, you know, what is asbati? Yaqub wal asbati. Who are the asbat? Asbat were the tribes of, seven tribes of children of Israel were the Asbab. And among those seven tribes of children of Israel were the many prophets from that group. We know that. Bani Israel prophets. They came from those Asbab. So Allah mentioned those Asbab. So we have to accept all to accept to come to Islam. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. In next one, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, explaining more, and whoever follows any religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. Never. Allah says, and will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Allah is explaining very well that only Islam will be accepted on the judgment day. What is Islam? Imam Sadiq al-Islam explains. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Islam means that believing in oneness of Allah, the mighty, the great. That's Islam. All these prophets were teaching Islam. But the Tawheed, oneness of Islam, is oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Islam. Now, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. On the day of judgment, prayer, salat will come and say, O Lord, I am prayer. Allah will say, surely you are on good. Then fasting will say, O Lord, I am fast. No, first not fast come. Alms will come and say, O Lord, I am alms. Allah will say, surely you are on good. Then fast will come and say, I am fast. He'll say, surely you're on good. That's it. Then in the last, Islam will come. And introduce himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will say, surely you are on good. With thee shall I take today and with thee shall I give. That's it. One who does not have Islam will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْدَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. He will be among the losers. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. And we have to protect our Islam and for our generations. And before death, we have to وَلَا تَمُوتُنَا إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. It's a Quranic verse. Don't die but Muslim. Because Shaitan hates us being Muslim. We see all Islamophobia all over the world. This is satanic propaganda to deviate from Islam. People are changing their name from Islam to something else. This is not right. Allah tests us. Islam is for us everything. The next verse goes like, كَيْفَ يَعْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفْرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ رَسُولُ حَقٌّ وَجَاهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَعْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. How shall Allah guide a people who have disbelieved after their belief? And after bearing witness that the messenger is true, and clear proofs had come unto them, and Allah guides not the unjust people. So who are those people who became non-believer after belief? Now there are two explanations from Mizan. One is the people of book. People of book, they knew about Prophet as they knew more than their son. By reading their scripture, they knew his physical feature and his spiritual feature. And when he was there in Medina, they knew that he is the Prophet. They witness in their heart. But they, because of their material benefits and power, they did not accept him. So they believed, but they disbelieved. So that's for one part of the group. Another part is the Muslims, who accepted him and they witnessed that he is a prophet. Then they became apostate. Apostate means they left Islam. They became apostate. In Arabic, we call murtad, but in English, apostate. So they became apostate. They denied it. So their heart rejected the faith. So Allah says that how Allah is going to guide them who became disbeliever after belief, although they had witnessed that this prophet is on the truth, and the proof had come to them. The proof, who the proof? Quran was the proof. Aimat Ayn was the proof. So Allah says, if Allah does not guide unjust people. If their heart is full of sin, I will not guide them. There is a In the commentary, it has been mentioned in Tafsir al-Mizan that on this verse, you know, first Mizan explained these two groups, and then Mizan mentioned some tradition. You know, there was a person among Ansar, his name was Haris. Haris ibn Suwaid. Haris ibn Suwaid killed some innocent person in Medina. Then he left his religion and he became apostate and he moved to Medina. So when he moved to Medina, then he felt, he regretted that, why did he do that? So he sent message to Prophet that, can he be forgiven? So then these verses came on him. And when these verses were told to Haris, he said, I surely know that you are truthful. The person who came, he said to him, I surely know that you are truthful. And the messenger of Allah is truer than you. And Allah is the most truthful of the three. He said that. That means he acknowledged his mistake. And when he heard that, he went back to Medina. And he repented in front of Prophet. And Prophet accepted him. So, it is one of the commentary for this verse. So Allah explained in next verse, what is the recompense for those people who do that, who change their faith. Ulaika jaza'uhum anna alayhim لعنت الله وملائكته والناس اجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. Allah is saying, what is going to happen to these people? Those, their recompense is that upon them is the curse of Allah, the angels and mankind altogether. They will abide therein, their chastisement will never be lightened, nor will they be respited. This is the hard punishment for the one who leaves faith. Who leaves faith, that the curse of Allah comes and curse of angels comes and all the intelligent human being cursed. And what is the meaning of the curse? Curse means out of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are out of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? Their chastisement will not be lightened. La yukhafu anhumul azabu wa lahum yunzurun. Neither their chastisement will be lightened nor they will be respited. Though No respite will be given to them. But Allah is so kind. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا مِنْ بَعْدَ ذَلَكَ وَأَسْلَوُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. How kind Allah is. It's still Allah saying. What Allah said? Except those who repent after that and amend. أَسْلَحُوا. Amend. Then verily Allah is forgiving, merciful. Subhanallah. So what is تَعْبُوا here? What is the repent here? This repent is not for the deeds. This repent is for the belief. Because they became kafir from their heart after getting faith. They became disbeliever after having faith. So it has to come from the heart, repenting, true repenting from the heart. Then Allah accepts that kind of repenting. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانَهِمْ سُمَّزْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَنْ تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. Now, who is this next group Allah saying? Verily, those who disbelieve after their belief, then increase in infidelity. Their repentance will never be accepted. And these are they who are astray, dalun astray. Who are these people? They are again the same two groups. The people of the book who did not accept it, stayed in disbelief and got even worse in disbelief. Same way as the apostate Muslims who doesn't come back to Islam and keeps going in his kufr, disbelief. Allah says that they will never be accepted. And they are the dalu, they are the astray ones. Now there's a commentary when this Haris ibn Suwaid went to Medina as an apostate, he took 11 people with him. And all 11 became apostate too and they stayed in Medina. And when Haris left and went back to Mecca. They didn't go, and they stayed in Medina. They said, we will not repent. But finally, when Prophet got victory over Mecca, and they were in Mecca, then they repented finally, and they were accepted back in Islam. Allah is so kind, you know. Allah gives the room, but it has to from the heart. Please recite one salawat. Now, in next verse, Allah says, the one who dies in disbelief, what happens to them? Inna ladina kafru wa matahum wa hum kaffaru fa lai yuqbal min adhum mil ul arda dhahaba wa la viftadari ulaik alhum azabun alim wa ma lahum min nasirin. Now Allah is saying about the one, what is the translation? Verily those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, there will never be accepted from any one of them the whole earth full of gold, if he should offer it in ransom. These are they who will have painful punishment, and they will have no helpers. One who is a disbelief, and in disbelief he dies. That's why we say, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَ إِلَّا أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die but Muslim. But if you die as an infidel, far to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, if you give in ransom the gold full of this earth, it never be accepted. It never be accepted. That's the faith. That's the power of faith. Now we see, believer, what is the value of belief? You cannot even estimate the value of belief. Only Allah knows the value of a believer, mu'min. What is the value of mu'min? Only Allah knows. Mu'min will be the one who, when he goes to the paradise, his level is on the level of kun fayakun. That's mu'min. We should not complain that, you know, we are poor and we are miserable, we are in poverty and all that. We have to see our spiritual worth. That should make us happy about ourselves. All these troubles we have, small testing and trials, there's trials through Quran, but we should be inside very happy that Allah gave us the faith. This faith, well, only Allah knows, and Prophet knows. Please recite on salawat. Now Allah is talking to the believers. لَن تَنَالُوا بِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is saying, you will never attain righteousness unless you spend out of what you love. And whatever thing you spend, surely Allah is well aware of it. Now Allah is saying that you will never attain righteousness. Bir means the comprehensive righteousness. What is comprehensive righteousness? Means righteousness, piety of your heart, piety of your faith, and piety of your deeds. All that. That bir has been explained very well in Surah Baqarah. When we did Tafsir Baqarah, we explained that verse, which is the verse on bir. We are not going back to that verse again. But it's a comprehensive piousness. We can go back to And that comprehensive piousness we can never achieve, Allah says, unless we spend what we love. Like if you give a few dollars and you have the pocket full of money and you don't get from that, you will never achieve the piousness because your heart. See, what you love, if it's transferred to Allah, then you will really love your akhirat because your heart is with your love. If your love was wealth and you have really given it to Allah, then your heart will go to that wealth for the akhirat. That is common sense. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When this verse was revealed, there was a companion of Prophet. His name was Abu Talha Ansari. He had a nice palm garden in front of Masjid al-Nabawi. And Prophet used to go there. There was spring and fountain coming, and Prophet used to do wudu there. Beautiful garden, you know, and he loved it the most. So he said, Prophet, this is the most beloved thing I got, and I want to give him the charity in the way of Allah after hearing this verse. See, people were so sincere. Do we do nowadays this? We don't do that. Because we don't even read Quran, so how would we know what to do? That's why we should read Quran. At the time, Quran used to be revealed, people used to hear the verses, and used to act on that. We wish we can hear and act on that. So when he was so kind, he said to Prophet, I want to give it to. So Prophet said, well done. This is the wealth which will be of profit for you. See, Prophet said, well done. So then What prophet does? We have accepted it from you, but we return it back to you in order that you give it to your own relative as alms. So then he gave it to relatives. Based on this verse, Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamala on her wedding night, somebody came and asked for something, for a dress. Beggar asked for a dress. She gave her a wedding dress and wore herself the old dress for herself. This is our Sayyida. This is our Sayyida Quran. And there's another story about this verse. There was a good Muslim. His name was Abdullah ibn Jafar. He entered in a palm garden and he saw a slave sitting there trying to eat his meal, and then a stray dog comes and sits next to the slave. So he thinks that he's hungry, so he starts giving his bread. And he keeps eating, the dog keeps eating, so he gives all his food to dog. So this man, Abdullah ibn Jafar, sees it and says, "What did you do?" He said, "I gave all my food." So why did you do that? He said that this dog is from, he's a stranger dog. So, you know, he came for seeking food and I thought that nobody's going to give it to him. So I gave him my whole food. He said, "You are very generous." Then he got very impressed, and what he did, that he bought the whole garden and gave it to him and also freed the slave. Said that this garden belongs to you. What a great Muslims were at that time. That they took those verses seriously, appreciated each other's goodness. We have to appreciate. Nowadays in society, everybody looks for people's fault and backbite. At that time, people used to hear verses, apply them, and see goodness among people. May Allah give us this kind of guidance. Please recite on Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Now, next verse is on children of Israel. Kullu ta'ama kana halali bani Israel illa ma حرموا إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فاتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. Every food was lawful to children of Israel except what Israel, means Yaqub, Jacob, had forbidden to himself before the Torah was sent down. Say, bring your Torah and read it if you are truthful. So every food was allowed before the revelation of Torah to the children of Israel, except what Israel, means Yaqub, forbid on himself some food. The story behind is that then whenever he used to eat camel meat, he used to get stomachache. So he stopped eating it. So he forbade on himself, but Jewish people took it very seriously. They stopped eating too, you know. But Allah says that every food was allowed. Except what? Yeah, Israel did on himself. Why Jacob's name was Israel? Because he endured in the way of Allah so much hard that he was called Israel. That's why he's also called Israel. And his children are called children of Israel. So every food was allowed, but when Torah was revealed, then because of injustice of Jewish community, Allah made many halal haram on them. When Injil was revealed, then Allah made again what was haram halal again in Injil. The rules were same. Injil was only revealed just to make haram halal again as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Isa alayhi salam from the people of children of Bani Israel. Then Prophet came and Prophet did the same thing to make it halal, to allow it. But Jewish people were very argumentative at the Prophet time. He said, "How come the things which were haram on us became halal again?" They said, "How could the verses can get abrogated, peace can be cancelled, can be cancelled." So Allah says that bring Torah and read it, you will find it. I revealed in Torah about everything, why you don't
Don't read Torah, you know. I made it clear for you. Now, Allah says further, فَمَنْ اِفْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِيبًا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah says, so whoever invents a lie against Allah after that, they are unjust. Because they were stubborn. Even when you, Torah was open, they will not hear. Allah says, then if you still make lie on Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They are the ones who are the unjust ones. So Allah wants Islam, Allah wants, Islam is a religion of nature. Islam is a religion of nature. Fitra, nature. So fitra says, nature says that good things should be allowed. Good things should be allowed, should not be stopped. So because of their punishment, Allah disallowed it. But because this is the religion of nature, Allah allowed it again. So that's why Allah says in next verse, and this is a very sensitive verse, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرَكِينَ. Allah said, say Allah has spoken the truth, therefore follow the creed of Abraham, the upright, and he was not of the polytheists. So Allah said, I am saying the truthful thing that you should follow the creed of Abraham. And he was not the polytheist. And he was upright. Follow the creed of Abraham, who was the upright. That means that you should follow the creed of Abraham, the religion of Abraham, which is because these things were allowed in the creed of Abraham, those things, which became haram afterward. Which became haram afterward, but it was allowed before, and it is again this religion which this religion.